This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's a little disconcerting when you don't know whether you're on the radio.
Yeah, I would say at this point we are not on the radio at this moment, but I will see what I can do to remedy that. Mark, you wanted to talk about the economic freedom chart. There's another one.
Yeah, there seems to be a plethora of these things at this point. And maybe it's indicative of the fact that the United States keeps on showing up lower and lower on world freedom charts. It doesn't matter whether it's social freedoms or economic freedoms or freedom of the press. At this point, I have a difficult time finding any chart that the United States is on the top of, except for like military expenditures. That seems to be it. So here's one from the Cato Institute, cato.org, Economic Freedom of the World 2015's annual report. And I do think that this was this particular one has been out before, but the field is getting more and more crowded as time goes by. It's the global economic freedom increased slightly in this year's report. So that's just generally people are freer economically than they were last year.
Around the world?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good thing. But it remains below its peak of 6.92 in 2007. And, 2007 is kind of when the economic downturn took full effect, too. The average score increased to 6.86 in 2013, and the most recent year for which data is available in this year's index, so that's 2013. Hong Kong retains the highest rating for economic freedom.
Number one, year after year,
yep.
Hong Kong, which isn't really a country, but it is kind of its own economic zone.
Yeah.
From China.
That's true. However, there were the protests there last year, earlier this year, regarding them wanting more social freedoms and sort of more democratic control, that kind of thing. So
we're on the radio. By the way, just to let you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the folks in Hong Kong wanting, even though they are rated the highest as far as economic freedom of the world goes, they want sort of self-determination and that sort of thing. So they came in number one, and the rest of this year's top scores are Singapore.
Always number two.
Yeah, since we've been watching, it's Hong Kong and then Singapore. New Zealand. Coming in at 8.19, this is the world's rank of economic freedoms. And, I guess when I was growing up, I was kind of the opinion that places like New Zealand, England, Switzerland, Canada, these places they're just more socialist than the United States. They've just got more big government than the U.S. does. There's no doubt that Canada has, the healthcare thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But is it possible to have state-run healthcare and still be more economically free than the United States?
Apparently.
It is, because Canada came in, I believe, at number nine on the list. Number eight. So it's Singapore.
Usually in the top ten.
New Zealand. Switzerland, the United Arab Emirates, Mauritius.
I've looked that one up before.
Yeah.
I don't remember how you pronounce it.
I'm sure it's just how you sound it out. I just hadn't sounded it out at that point. Jordan, Ireland, the Gaelic Tiger there, Canada, the UK, United Kingdom is more economically free than the U.S. Now, explain to me, Ian, how it is that the U.K., if economic freedom is good for your economy, why is the United Kingdom lower than basically every other U.S. state? As far as
meaning, when you say lower, you mean better ranked?
wealth as far as individuals go. If you look at the GDP or whatever, you compare states to other countries, you'll find that the UK is as basically Mississippi.
Mm.
And well, I think it's kind of interesting that that's the case.
So how can they have lower wealth than the other states, but still have more economically free?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a weird one.
Yep, it's a weird one.
No doubt. Mauritius.
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 There you go.
There
Mauritius. UK and Chile coming in at number 10. The United States, once considered a bastion of economic freedom. They're writing this. I'm not.
Cato. They're based in the U.S.
Yeah. Based in the Cato Institute. Well, I think most people would call them at the very least a libertarian think tank, if not a conservative think tank. Okay. Libertarians would call Cato a conservative think tank, and everybody else would call Cato a libertarian think tank. Does that sound fairer? So, nonetheless, I'd say that they're an economically conservative think tank. Sounds pretty fair. They've got, they care very much about Hayek and all the Austrian economists.
Okay, this is the one that the Fraser Institute does as well. Okay, so it's Cato and Fraser Institute.
So has Cato signed on board on this one?
Yeah.
Because that's where I got it from. It's off Cato.org.
Because this used to be I think it was just the Fraser Institute that used to do this. So I don't know when
Cato's getting involved.
Came on board.
It now ranks 16th in the world with a score of 7.73.
What's
the United States?
Oh, I thought it was 20 or something like that.
20
that was a different list.
On the other list. Sorry about that. Due to a weakening rule of law, that's the United States, increasing regulation, and the ramifications of wars on terrorism and drugs. Again, this is the Cato Institute saying this, so. To me, this just seems like a foregone conclusion. Do you really think that you can have just big, giant police forces that all they do is go after drug users and put nonviolent people in jails, and that's going to be good for your economy?
Yeah, that there'd be no consequence to that.
Do you think that you can run your military big, giant, huge floating cities, these aircraft carriers are, just float them all over the world, going after people with AK-47s living in huts? Do you think you can do that and there aren't going to be economic consequences in the trillions of dollars? Yeah, that's what's taken your freedom. The terrorists that said that they were going to bring the United States to its knees, I believe they may have done it.
Mm.
And they did it by causing them to go chasing after phantoms. There haven't been that many Al-Qaeda people killed since 2001. There probably haven't been 3,000 Al-Qaeda killed since 2001.
Been that many U.S. troops killed.
Sure. I think about 5,000. And they had to go after the Taliban just to fluff up their numbers. Anyway, going on
number
here.
Number 16.
Yep, number 16 for the U.S.
Now, did it say it dropped a rank?
I don't think so. I think it just held at 16.
Okay.
But it did lose some as far as score goes. So it ranked second in the year 2000. So at the end of the Clinton administration, and remember, the year 2000, there was basically no declared war for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
This is as prosperous as the U.S. has been in my lifetime, in the year 2000. And, there's a couple of things that you can kind of look at there. They weren't running all over the place, shooting guns. That stuff does not make you free. There was a lot more expansion.
But, Mark, isn't it important to spread democracy to the rest of the world? I mean, democracy is so valuable that it needs to be spread at the point of a gun.
Well,
that's going to make the world more free. Shouldn't we be able to give up some of our freedom to help the world be more free?
It sounds ludicrous, but let's go ahead and let's just take that line of thought. Do you think that democracy is going to work for people who haven't earned it, who haven't fought for it, who don't understand the value of it in that way? Because I can tell you that the people in the United States who haven't earned it, fought for it, and don't know anything about it, don't value it in the least. They want a more authoritarian government and are getting it all of the time. People want authoritarian governments until they get too authoritarian, at which point they want more freedom.
At which point it's too late.
Yeah, their children forget. And that's just what's going to keep on happening.
Well, the kids these days in the United States are growing up with regular police raids in their schools. That's considered normal.
Well, younger people tend to be more libertarian, but probably not enough of them.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, you may do that. Comment on the economic freedom of the world. I mean, we've been covering these economic freedom reports for like a decade on
this show. As long as we've been doing the show.
It seems like. And it's never good news for the United States. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc. Alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. Join us right here. You can via our toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you tonight. If you want to save big time at Amazon, like, let's say 20% on average, or how would you like to save 40%? You can do that. I've done it. You get to select the discount that you want on your Amazon purchases when you go to saveatpurse.com. That's save at purse, saveatpurse.com. You go there, you get your shopping loaded up, and the higher the percentage you want discounted, the longer it's likely going to take to fulfill your order. But man, this process works, and it works well. I've done it more than 24 times at this point, and I intend to continue, because why wouldn't you want to save 20% or more? Or less, if you're in a super hurry, you can do the Purse Instant and get a 5% savings right there without having to wait at all. So Purse is amazing. Go to SaveATPurse, SaveItPurse.com, and get started there. The catch is you need to use Bitcoin in order to get these amazing discounts. Purse. Go to SaveItPurse, rather, SaveATPurse.com. All right, let's go to Slim, listening in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Slim.
Hi, you guys. Because we're discussing the freedoms of, supposed freedoms of Canadians and Americans in comparisons.
Yeah, what was it? Canada was number 9, I think, on the most recent economic freedom chart, number 8, and then the U.S. at number 16. So not so free in comparison in the U.S. Compared to Canada.
Well, I think still even the numbers are skewed, because neither one of us are, so long as we're paying taxes, none of us are. What do you consider freedom when most of our, the monies that we're making is going towards taxes, right?
Well, there's no doubt that there's no totally free place in the world. That's
relative.
Yeah, this is they're just comparing countries to see which are the freest. They look at various different information, different factors. I don't have the full report in front of me at the moment, but Mark, maybe you could find a quick breakdown of the different categories. I know there's like 5 categories. There's like the freedom of the law, the freedom of opening a business, that kind of thing.
What they're claiming for the U.S. is that it's a weakening rule of law, increasing regulation, and ramifications of wars on terror and drugs is what's caused the United States to slip down.
Yeah, so they have a bunch of different factors that they calculate, and they sort of boil together and then come up with some arbitrary number.
Yeah.
Well, Slim, anything else? Go ahead.
I was just wanted to say that I think we're I don't think we're much ahead of you guys as far as freedoms wise.
Thanks for the call tonight. Yep, I appreciate it. You're right about that. As far as the rankings go, if you look at the numbers, it's like 8. Something, 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 and then 8. Whatever. So we're still in the relatively same range, but it's enough of a difference to put Canada ahead of the United States. So enjoy it while you got it. Thanks, Slim.
The list here is the size of government, its expenditures, taxes, and enterprises.
Is that all under one heading?
Yeah, number one is the size of government.
Got it.
And so, as you can imagine, the war on terror and, frankly, the war on drugs, we can see in Colorado that the government makes money by legalizing marijuana or drugs, generally. The marijuana specifically, drugs generally.
The take in Colorado has now eclipsed, this year has eclipsed alcohol as far as the tax dollars coming in from cannabis sales legally. It is much higher now in the dozens of billions, billions of dollars.
The drug war proponents in the past always said, there's not going to be that much money coming out of drugs and blah, 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 blah. And it's just another thing that they're deluded about.
70 million last year, last fiscal year.
70 million the state of Colorado got.
Yeah, in just marijuana tax.
Imagine what it would be like in your state, too. Is that some revenue you would prefer not to pay in some kind of other crappy tax? These people are willing to pay these taxes. They're, I wouldn't call them happy, but they're paying them.
It's $70 million into the state. I'm no fan of the state getting money. Obviously, they were getting money before.
Right. Well, there's one state that's flush with cash right now.
Yeah.
Maybe two, Washington. But that's because of the legalization of marijuana. This is just another thing we got lied to about by the drug warriors. just one more thing. How can we trust them on any other issue? Oh, the kids will get it. Well, you look at Portugal and you look at Amsterdam, and teen drug use is down there. Which one of the things that they say that to keep drugs illegal, which one of them is true? What are we actually giving up? Because I don't know what we are giving up. I can't tell what we're giving up. A lot of jobs for cops, organized criminals, politicians, prosecutors. Yeah, I mean, there's that.
Interestingly, Mark, I just went and looked for Washington's numbers. Also 70 million. The exact same amount came in Colorado and Washington.
I was wondering to myself, like, it's not like Denver is that much bigger of a draw than, say, Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, where do you want to go, Denver or Seattle? It'd be a toss-up for people.
Now, if all 50 states went legal tomorrow, odds are good it would drop a little bit, because they're probably getting some money.
It'd drop a lot.
They're probably getting some money from marijuana tourism, but I don't know how much it would drop.
Right. Well, I mean,
right now, if a state goes legal, there's $70 million on the table for you, apparently.
Well, take a look right now. Let's say Vermont, which is probably one of the states that's closest to legalizing up here in the Northeast. If Vermont legalizes, has Maine done it? I mean, there's some decrim.
They have decrim.
Decrim.
So does Vermont.
Let's say Vermont just legalizes marijuana tomorrow, just like Colorado did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think? Do you think some people are going to come from New York State? Do you think some people might come up from New York City? Do you think people are going to come over from Maine and New Hampshire Connecticut and Rhode Island and Massachusetts to go to this sort of central hub? Rather than getting on a plane and flying to Denver or Amsterdam or Seattle or a variety of other places, they could drive to Vermont and, you know, pack up in a hotel that costs them $60 a night. Not that big of a deal. And up in the Green
Mountains. They'll probably have a bud hotel or something like that where you get weed with your room and things like that. They actually have these sort of marijuana touristy things that have been created in Colorado and Washington.
They'll have Cabot cheese tasters going around. Hey, you stoned guy, you want some cheese? Yeah, I love some cheese, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to be like, why is your state forgoing this revenue?
I don't know. It's
because
crazy.
They get revenue from you, the taxpayer, to lock people in jail. That's why. Well, it turns out even in Colorado, they don't even get that much revenue.
Let's talk to Sean.
It's just the police unions.
Sean's on the line in Santa Barbara. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey,
what's on your mind?
Well, one thing is that how did they come up with all that? I heard you guys go over some of the factors, but do you think it's like on a federal level or just overall? Because I went to
You are like talking through a pillow right now. I don't know what just happened to your voice, but you completely disappeared on us. Sean, are you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You were saying something about federal whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you know if it's like on a federal level or all across the board, because I went to Canada and it was really nice, but man, everything was so expensive with the VAT.
Yeah.
VAT, the so-called value-added tax.
Yeah, so the pricing of things for a visitor would be wouldn't really be picked up on this chart. It would be based on sort of incomes and those sorts of things, pricing versus income. And I would say that, it is based on a national level, not by province or state. I do want to talk about that because that is a interesting issue, and I've actually had conversations with Jason Sorens, the creator of the Free State Project, about this.
This is Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally.
Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about the decline in freedom in the United States over the years. And we've had a couple people with some experience in Canada calling up to say they don't really feel like it's that much freer there. And, you know, we may be talking about a difference in a relatively small
number. It's in degrees.
Degrees here. But, you know, the stats are what they are, and all of the freedom rankings we've ever seen on this show rank Canada higher in freedom than the United States, and the U.S. seems to be dropping down the list.
Right, those are the charts, but you'll find people that come to New Hampshire to check out the Free State Project that are like, you know, what's the big whoop in New Hampshire? I mean, it's not that much different. Or people who've, a lot of people who've left New Hampshire to go someplace else. Those people who, you know, at one point lived here when the Free State Project wasn't as successful, hadn't as, been as fully established, and they'll be like, New Hampshire, it's not what it used to be. All those people are moving up from Massachusetts, ruining the place. They'll say things like that. When you can come to New Hampshire and, you know, pay 99 cents for a 99-cent bottle of Coke and get a penny back when you you know, when you buy it at the store.
Yeah.
Like, there's no sales tax. There's no income tax. You can ride around with a gun on your hip, you know, without a seatbelt on. You can do what you want. Generally, you can't ride in a car with a gun on your hip. I should say that
you have a concealed
walk around with a gun on your hip without asking anybody, as long as you're not a felon. There's some real marked differences between New Hampshire and other states as far as freedoms go. But people, you know, some people will just say, I don't care about those freedoms. I don't walk around with a gun on my hip. You know, what's the big deal?
The size of government here is also very, very small in comparison to other states.
And so it's not noticeable.
There are a lot of things here that are way more free that aren't necessarily something you're going to see when you cross the border, that you kind of have to be here for a while to really get a feel for. And it's great being here. You can learn more about New Hampshire, the 101 Reasons to Move here. It's in video form. You go to 101reasonsfilm.com. And
it's a great movie.
Yeah, it's very good. It's only an hour long. It won't take you long to watch this thing. And, man, is it persuasive. It's got some great reasons why this really is already the best place for liberty. And it's going to be even better because we've got 1,500 people here now as part of the Free State Project. There are now over 17,500 who are signed up to make the move here as part of the Free State Project. So we're going to have, within a matter of, I would say, 5 years from now, several thousand people are going to be here as part of the Free State Project. The idea of concentrating liberty activism in one place. We've seen that it already works. We know that it works. People have gotten elected here who are libertarians,
dozens
and
dozens of them,
and voluntarists. How many voluntarist libertarian state representatives does your state have?
None.
Probably zero would be my guess.
Yeah.
How many times does your local libertarian party or your Ron Paul meetup group or whatever the hell other groups people do for liberty out there, We Are Change, you know, whatever else is out there, how often do you guys make it into the newspaper?
How often do government officials call you the biggest threat to the state?
Never happens outside of New Hampshire.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty extreme example, and I like the extreme ones. When was the last time you and your freedom group went to the police station and smoked out in their lobby?
Well, we did that in 2009, so it's been a while.
As a protest against a bad marijuana arrest.
Has that ever happened where you live? Probably not. Because numbers make a difference. Numbers make a huge difference.
The police, you know, they get the boundary now.
Yeah. So let's go back to Sean. And by the way, Mark, wasn't there a report that came out recently that actually broke down the 50 states by wealth, and they found that New Hampshire was like the wealthiest place in the entire world or something like that of all the developed countries?
New Hampshire was number one versus the developed countries and those sorts of things, yes. So this is, if those countries were states, and by GDP, I believe. But this is a difficult thing to do, is sort of rank the United States on a world freedom chart. Sure, it comes in number 16, but you got to compare New York versus New Hampshire. You've got to compare California to Kentucky or Indiana. And there's a big difference in economic freedom between these places.
We still have Sean on the line with us, by the way, in Santa Barbara. Sean, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, thanks for coming back to me. I tuned in as you guys were still going through the list, so I didn't catch all of it. How was Russia? Is it on there? Because recently I read some information, which I don't have with me, but it was saying that basically Russia overall has a less, the citizens there have a lower overall tax burden than we do here in the States. I was wondering about Russia, if you guys know much about that. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thanks for your call tonight, Sean. I appreciate it.
Russia is 99th. So,
not so great.
It's not just purchasing power. We were going through the list of things on the chart that they checked. Size of government, the expenditures, taxes, and enterprises of that government. That's why they decide what size is. It's also legal structure and the security of property rights. So if the government can swoop in and say, take your house so that they can build an office building for Pfizer, like they did in Fort Trumbull, Connecticut, in New London, Fort Trumbull neighborhood in New London, Connecticut. That's going to knock you down the charts a little bit.
Yep.
Now, obviously, they're not going to rank it as high if your government can do it and never does. Right, like eminent domain, if it's not employed, but when the government's employing that it's going to affect your numbers. So the access to sound money, and what they mean by sound money, there's no government on the planet that's issuing gold or silver, bitcoins or backed currency. What they're talking about here is a stable currency, and I think the U.S. does reasonably well on that chart as far as sound money goes. When you're looking, say, Zimbabwe, not so good. Freedom, Venezuela right now, spiraling down the toilet bowl as far as its currency goes.
Yeah, it's really bad out there.
freedom to trade internationally. There are a lot of people in this world that believe, you know what we need? We need to make it so that folks can just trade inside our polygon.
That would be isolationism.
Yeah, that's what isolationism is. People will say, we'll call libertarians isolationists because we don't want to go around the world blowing people up. No.
That's non-interventionism.
You're right. That's a nice way to say, that's not wholesale murder. Like, when you understand that the Iraq war, more than 90% of casualties were non-combatants, your advocation, once you understand that, then at that point, you're advocating for murder. You're saying, it's so important to me that we get those terrorists that I'm willing to kill 9 innocent people. I'm willing to blow up people's kids children. To get some terrorists. Yes. Oh, those crazy. Terrorists are hiding behind children. Well, if I ran out trying to get a bank robber, somebody who had just robbed my home, and I shot through somebody's kid to get that bank robber, they'd call me, they'd take me to prison for murder.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they should. And so when you advocate for that, you are then a person advocating for murder. Stop.
It's not murder when they do it.
Right. It's not murder when the government does it.
It's a legal taking of life.
Well, I'll tell you what. You get out there and you work for the government and the military, and then maybe you might see that it looks a lot like murder. It looks a lot like murder.
If you want to join us and have this discussion, our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Number 5, the fifth one, is the regulation of credit, labor, and business.
Mm. Regulation. The shortage of regulations around here.
Yeah.
I mean, in the United States. New Hampshire, I would say, is relatively unregulated as far as a lot of industries don't have licensing here compared to some other states.
Sure. It's comparative, yeah. And all this is comparative. Regulation is probably the biggest stifling factor as far as the industry and standard of living out there.
It's a huge stifling factor as far as economic freedom is concerned, because if you're regulated to death, you can't get anything done. If you have to spend all your time, like doctors, for instance, have to spend all their time doing paperwork, they have staff assigned to just shuffling papers that are mandated by the government through this crazy insurance system that we have here. That's a huge cost of doing business to be a doctor, and most of them feel like they have to do that. Now, there are some doctors who are becoming sort of these uninsure doctors or cash doctors or whatever you want to call them, sort of outside the system doctors. They refuse Medicare, they refuse Medicaid, they refuse insurance patients, and they'll only take you if you pay cash. I think that's
a lot of times they come to your house.
Seems like the more sensible way to go these days. You can share your thoughts here on the economic freedom rankings of the world. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, you can join us here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I told you earlier about how to save big time on Amazon by using Bitcoin through saveitfirst.com. Well, you can still do that, but if you don't have Bitcoin, or for whatever reason you don't want to spend it, I can understand, like, right now with the price going crazy over the last 48 to 72 hours, you
may want to spend it just because it's going down. Who knows what it's going to do?
Well, you might not want to spend it because it's shooting up as well in some cases. Right now it's on the downturn, but over the last 72 hours it's been shooting up big
time. Sure
has.
Now might be the time to buy that computer, though, you know?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. But, of course, time does pass when it comes to purse. So, that might be something you want to hold off on. Instead, you can just go and spend your credit card dollars over at Amazon by going through our shopping links at shop.freetalklive.com. Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. You go through those links, Free Talk Live gets a decent portion of the purchase price. We don't promote that too often these days because we've really been promoting saveitfirst.com for Bitcoiners. But not everybody listening to us is a Bitcoiner and or wants to spend their Bitcoins. So if you want to just buy stuff through the old school method of Federal Reserve notes, then you can do that over at shop.freetalklive.com. And it still benefits Free Talk Live. That's shop.freetalklive.com. So our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. Been sharing some of the factors that you've gone through this list of the five main headers, the categories that the Cato Institute and the Fraser Institute have looked at to judge all the countries around the world, or almost all of them. There are just a handful that they don't actually rank, like North Korea does not get ranked because they can't get data. Any data, really, from North
Liechtenstein
Korea.
Liechtenstein doesn't get ranked either.
Because they're too small,
too
right?
Too small. Yeah, there's a few of them that don't get ranked.
And the argument from somebody that was on the show previously is that Liechtenstein would be number one on that list because they apparently do have quite a bit of economic freedom there.
That may very well be the case. It's also essentially farmland and not much nightlife, that kind
is
of thing.
It? Okay.
So,
I don't know anything about it.
If you want to party, you might want to go to Hong Kong instead of Liechtenstein.
Gotcha.
But nonetheless.
Hong Kong, number one on the list. don't know if you happen to have the number, whatever the hell, 180 something, whatever the last place country is. Let's do the bottom five. If you've got the full chart.
Well, I don't have the bottom five, but I do have a list of larger economies, just sort of knowing where people are. So Japan is 26th, Germany is 29th, South Korea is 39th, Italy is 68th. This is economic freedom charts. France is 70th, Mexico 93rd. Just they got the wrong a suffix. Russia, 99th. China is 111th. So, that's economic freedom. China becoming more economically free, but not there yet by a stretch. India is 114th. India has been loosening its regulations, too. It's really been coming up in the chart. And Brazil is 118th.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good to know.
When these big countries like India and China throw off the fetters of economic tyranny, essentially, they will grow with leaps and bounds. They'll make their current growth look marginal compared to what they'll be able to do, just because they have so many people. Many of the anti-immigration folks are like, oh, we can't have more. The United States certainly couldn't handle more people. Oh, yeah. The United States could handle more people, and it would be really good for the economy. Economists say this all the time. The openborders.org says that you would see a one-time doubling of the world's GDP if you just opened up the borders around the world, because there are people who can't be productive because of where they are.
Mm. So you can join us here and share your thoughts. And I like your point that you've made before, Mark, that people just don't say that the United States is a free country anymore.
It's just not said.
And how could they? I mean, it's pretty clear that it's not. So if you want to join us, you can.
They'll say it's the greatest country in the world, which is a much more qualified statement. Like, what does great mean? Is it, Alexander the Great killed a lot of people. The United States has a huge military. So by that standard, yes, the United States is the greatest country in the world.
So have you heard about the changing gears here? Have you heard about what's going on with Quentin Tarantino, Mark?
Yeah, I think that there was some kind of kerfuffle about, I don't know, the cops are mad at him. That's all I can really remember.
Yeah, the police are upset because he apparently made some statements that were critical of the police. And
I can't do that.
The cops have been calling for a boycott of his movies. The story here from RT.com, Tarantino has now spoken out in response, saying he will not be intimidated by these police unions. Famed film director Quentin Tarantino did not, who, by the way, is not a libertarian. He's just, clearly not a fan of police abuse. He did not walk back any of his comments regarding police killings, despite persistent rumors he would publicly apologize in the face of boycott threats by police unions. He said, "What I said was the truth." 10 days after making brief remarks at an anti-police brutality march, Tarantino gave the Los Angeles Times his first public statement, saying, quote, "All cops are not murderers. I never said that. I never even implied that." Taking part in the Rise Up October protest against police brutality in New York City on October 24th, he told the crowd this, quote, so this is the supposedly super offensive thing.
Yeah, this is the offensive statement.
"I want to give time to the families, however. I do just want to say, what am I doing here? I'm doing here because I'm a human being with a conscience. And when I see murder, I cannot stand by. And I have to call the murdered the murdered. And I have to call the murderers the murderers. Now I want to give my time to the families. Thank you very much." So he's specifically referring to the police who commit murder there, not every single police officer. The National Association of Police Officers, a lobbying organization.
To the police, the idea that a police officer could commit murder thereby means, which is an obvious statement, right? Like, police have killed people. But that besmirches the whole crew as far as they're concerned. You're just saying bad things
about the Brotherhood.
Right.
I mean, nobody
in the radio industry says, if a talk show host does such and such, then it makes us all look bad. They don't say that.
That's a great point, because talk show hosts are getting caught up in all kinds of crap all the time.
I'm a radio ad salesperson by day. That's why I sell ads for Free Talk Live.
Yep.
Sometimes people say bad things about salesmen. Different types of salesmen have in the past certainly told lies and done things. I think that people who buy cars are probably just as bad as any used car salesman has ever been. But fine, whatever. I don't get all whipped up about the fact that some people say that some salespeople are bad folks.
Well, right. I mean, whatever they say isn't going to have an effect on you. You're going to call who you're going to call, and you're going to make the sales you make.
Yeah, and if you're a lawyer, and I mean, most lawyers find lawyer jokes funny, but this is just an indication of thin skin, is what this is.
Yeah, that's true. The National Association of Police Officers, a lobbying organization representing 241,000 law enforcement officers, over 2,000 police units, as well as 11,000 retired cops, and some 100,000 others who are indirectly associated.
I think that police are also concerned that they're going to be looked at, scrutinized too much, that they're in high pressure situations, and that the those situations are going to result in some of their number being charged falsely. I've never heard police unions concerned in the least bit about people who are charged falsely who are not police officers, right?
Sure.
So these are an advocate group for police, and they're not a particularly good advocate group for, say, justice, right?
It's not their job.
No, not their job. Their job is to advocate for police.
Police unions in New York, Jersey, Philly, Chicago, Houston, L.A., Orange County, San Jose have joined in the boycott for Tarantino's upcoming film, The Hateful Eight, and are encouraging members to turn down security service positions offered for Tarantino's projects. The National Border Patrol Council has answered the call as well. You know, and this really just makes it pretty clear that they love to close ranks and protect one another. That even when Tarantino didn't say what they're saying that he, or suggesting that he said, calling,
and then when given an opportunity to clarify, clarifies that he's not saying what, he's not calling all police officers a bunch of crazy killers.
And yet they continue the boycott, right? They don't just shut down. We misheard you there, Quentin. We thought you said all police were killers. So now that you've clarified that only some police are killers, we're going to go ahead and remove this boycott. No, they're not doing that. They're going to continue on with the boycott because anyone who speaks out publicly against the police should be punished by their mindset. Anything that is said that is not just worshiping the police is deserving of apparently a boycott.
Watching
a celebrity.
Watching the watchers is considered by many of the watchers to be a crime, to be something punishable by jail as far as they're concerned. And that just shows the state of law enforcement that we've allowed law enforcement to slip to in the United States. This isn't the fault of cops with their doing beat cops. This is the fault of the American people and the people they've allowed to get into management ranks and police departments.
And of course, boycotts sometimes result in boycotts. I might just go see this movie because of the boycott. 855 450 free. More on Tarantino coming up. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.